First of all, I want to extend a word of thanks to God for his blessing of good weather for the Oktoberfest, and also want to thank all of you who volunteered and contributed to make our Oktoberfest a success. It was a really good thing for all of you and all of us to be there. There was a fellow teaching a catechism class talking about honesty, and he said, "Now, if you found $1 million, would you return it?" And the one kid said, "It depends. Depends on what? If the one who lost it was a poor person or a rich person." That's it. I know it's not much of a joke, but how many poor people actually would have $1 million? In any event, the point is, what we do when we find something and what we do with it. In the first reading, Solomon asked God for an understanding heart. He asked God for wisdom, and he receives it abundantly, even though he will later squander it when in pride he begins to believe his own press and lets his pagan wives lead him from fidelity into infidelity, providing for them idol worship, forsaking his covenant relationship with God. In the gospel, the man finds a treasure in a field, and to keep it, he sells everything to buy that field. And then we see the merchant finds the pearl of great price and sells everything. Now, I understand the treasure, because buying the field can legally give him the use of that treasure. I don't understand the pearl. What good is it just to have it? But I'm thinking too much about the physical riches, because there are many things that are much more precious than riches, things that we have, things that may not be worth very much to other people, but mean a lot to us, because they speak to our hearts about the one who perhaps has given it to us or what that particular thing means, like my chalice. My chalice cost about $500 50 years ago when I purchased it, but it's not of great physical value. It's plated in gold, the outside is silver, but the base metal is brass or bronze, I'm not sure which. Doesn't mean a whole lot. Isn't a whole lot of physical value, but it means a lot to me, because it was given to me as a gift from my grandparents and from my mom. And it's important that we understand what is really of value and what isn't. So we come to the gospel, and I think we need to ask what the gospel means. I think it is teaching us about faith and of our relationship in faith with the Lord who loves us. If I understand that, however imperfectly, if I understand God loves me with all of my failings and all of my sinfulness, what does that mean that I should do? I must respond in faith, and I must seek to love God as God wants to be loved, to love him faithfully. I have to give God the worship of my heart in prayer, and I have to share the love that he has for me and my love to other people. Even if they may not be particularly lovable, I have to show my love for them in action. I think the gospel means we have to accept the limitations that are ours and rejoice in spite of those limitations. It means seeking forgiveness of God for our sins and seeking forgiveness from those whom we have hurt, and offering forgiveness to those whom we have hurt and who have hurt us. I think it means we have to understand that in spite of our difficulties, great or small, Yet God loves us, as we hear from Paul in the second reading, all things work together for the good, even though we can't always see it. We are called to respond with faith and hope that we have been called, we have been justified, put in a right relationship with Christ, and glorified. Called to live in this world the fullness of eternal life, sanctifying grace here in this world and in the world to come.